For thousands of years, bread and circuses have been known as the two keys to keeping a population distracted and amused and dumbed down and fundamentally enslaved. Yet right now, we are witnessing as these two true opiates of the masses are stripped away. Empty shelves are appearing around the world as people try and stock up. And major sporting events are being canceled, entire seasons, the rest of them. Big gatherings beyond Coachella and South by Southwest, any gathering of more than 50 people in some cases is being canceled off. So we're watching as the entertainment exits stage left and the food is gone off the shelves. And sadly, we know there are even larger food shortages looming. So what's going on? And if that's not enough for Americans who are more asleep at the wheel than most, then look no further than this executive order passed today in Illinois, where the mayor was granted the power to ban sales of alcohol and of guns. Baby, you take away football and beer from Americans and then start talking about taking away their guns, you've got their attention. And that's where we are now. Folks, people are quite keenly aware of what's going on, and they're looking around to see why they have been awoken from their slumber. Several weeks ago, I pulled up this article before a lot of this had actually played out. The article, "Airplanes spread diseases quickly." Indeed, we've seen the mention of super spreaders. So maybe unvaccinated people shouldn't be allowed to fly. And I picked this headline and I asked the question, what would it take for people to see this proposition and say, yeah, obviously that's a no-brainer. People should be forced to take vaccinations, given what we've seen in the past, what we're experiencing now, has to be so painful that the answer to this question is an obvious yes. That's the social engineering at work right now. It's a massive problem, reaction, solution, the Hegelian dialectic at work. And the problem has been so massive that, as we've just discussed, that the reaction, as we saw today, with people around the country freaking out and emptying the shelves, not just of toilet paper, but of anything they could get their hands on, that it stands to reason that the solutions they are going to propose are going to be equally huge, and like this one, something that was completely unthinkable even last week will soon be a no-brainer. We'll soon have to, it has to happen, or else we'll lose the NFL again. You see, they are changing the Overton window for what is acceptable. And as we know, when both parties are involved, when this is a unified effort across the world, there's a bigger than normal deception being carried out, in the immortal words of the inimitable George Carlin. And that's what I want to talk to you about tonight. I'm Christian, and this is the Ice Age Farmer Channel. An Italian DJ under quarantine bringing us in tonight to again celebrate the fact that you cannot kill the human spirit, that even if you lock us in our homes and scare the bejesus out of us with your psyops, you can never kill off the spirit of humanity. You can never destroy those principles of liberty, truth, and beauty. But to defend them, we do need to understand what's going on. And that's what we're going to talk about tonight. Starting with what is described as the first global financial crisis. The first one. The Panic of 1907. The Knickerbocker crisis. During which there were shortages of liquidity and runs on the bank. And were it not for the philanthropist J.P. Morgan, who came forward and single-handedly saved the financial system where governments could not, using his own money. In fact, here from Wikipedia, the panic would have deepened were it not for the intervention of financier and philanthropist J.P. Morgan, whose name is still all around today, over 100 years later. He pledged large sums of his own money to shore up the banking system. Thank God for those philanthropist billionaires. That, of course, paved the way, as you know, from the creature from Jekyll Island, for the creation of the Federal Reserve. In fact, this is right here. This is not conspiracy theory, led to the creation of the Federal Reserve System. This was a larger than usual deception. The Federal Reserve, of course, has since destroyed the value of the dollar and enslaved the American people under the global banksters. And so here we are now, and we're seeing an echo from this past. We see our modern billionaires stepping forward to practice their own modern social engineering. And if you are, after all, a billionaire shaping the agenda, crafting the narrative that allows this Hegelian dialectic to play out, well, why wouldn't you cast yourself as the hero? Of course you're the hero of the story. Mark Zuckerberg and Bill Gates pledging their own personal money, just like last time, to solve a problem where governments don't yet have the power to solve it, just like last time. And again, to eventually make the case that we have to have the power, that there must be a global government that can do the sorts of things that were unthinkable only last week. This whole thing smells, ladies and gentlemen, and I've tried to avoid talking about some of these ridiculous things like the preponderance of 33s all over every headline coming out, the fact that they have put their fingerprints all over this event and mocked us, with Tom Hanks coming out, a staunch globalist supporter, and saying, "I've got coronavirus, and you should too. I'm going to quarantine, follow my example." And then his son coming out with the all-seeing eye. Like, it's not even worth our time to talk about the extent to which they have broadcast the fact that this is their own doing. I'm not saying this isn't a real virus. I'm just saying this is a scripted event, just like the panic of 1907, the Knickerbocker crisis, that J.P. Morgan emerged and saved the world and then started the Federal Reserve. And now we're seeing that same script employed now. Because that's what they want us to be talking about. They'd love it if I created a video talking about 33s and all-seeing eyes. But we have bigger things to talk about right now, ladies and gentlemen. Like the fact that the ice cover in the Northern Hemisphere, the snow cover, is off the charts. We haven't seen over multi-decadal averages by the 30 gigatons, this preponderance of ice and cold temperatures, the same cold temperatures that has killed off our crops and kept farmers out of the fields last year, leading to record prevent plant, leading to record losses of crops, including sugar beets, which then in turn led to sugar processors declaring force majeure. We saw maybe there will be shortages. Then we saw there will be shortages. And now we are seeing shortages, only no one is thinking twice about it. Because, of course, there's a limit on how much sugar we can buy at Costco. Because there's a limit on everything else. Like face masks is what everyone else is talking about right now. And toilet paper. That's what the sheeple are thinking about. Only they had to do this now, before the sugar shortages and the other food shortages were this pronounced and in your face. They had to create this cover story. And that's why I'm here relentlessly trying to take apart their narrative. These food shortages are going to grow because the weather concerns, the grand solar minimum that led to the global cooling that led to these crop losses is still going on. Those fields are still flooded out. Right now, this is supposed to be a cornfield that's being prepared for planting. Instead, they're trying to get last year's crop out, and they can't even do that because the fields are so cropped. We're in bad shape. This is South Dakota. North Dakota looks really bad as well. This is up in Manitoba, still completely underwater. I don't mean to laugh at this. I think it actually is a bit of a parody of how bad, trying to communicate how bad the situation is right now for growers across North America and indeed across the world. But it's not a joke. And even where the fields aren't still underwater, the fact that we weren't able to grow last year, that we had, as I said, record prevent plant, means this year is going to be a bad year as well. Because as we've learned from the principles of good soil management, you need to have a living plant in the ground at all times, photosynthesizing and feeding that energy into the soil life. And prevent plant means the soil life starves, and you've got to recover next year. So yields will be down this year because of that, because of the flooding keeping us out. because of the fact that we can't get seeds from the seed shortages, the potato seed shortages from last year, and the fact that shipping is shut down and we get a lot of our seeds and our ag chemicals and tractor parts from China, and we're not getting those right now, from the fact that we're experiencing an economic collapse, not as big as the Knickerbocker crisis, where the Dow lost 50%. No, right now we're not down quite that much yet, but certainly enough to get people's attention, just like it did in that first global financial crisis, that first problem reaction solution that brought in the Federal Reserve. Well, they're up to big things again right now. And as this article from The Independent said, the real global emergency is actually probably the economic effects of what's going on right now. Quote, we may look back on coronavirus as the moment when the threads that held the global economy came unstuck. Small businesses in particular are struggling as supply chains dry up. They are left without products and essential materials. And we're hurting right now, including agriculture, is what I'm mostly focused on. I got this note from Kara, who is a Patreon supporter. Thank you for your support on patreon.com/iceagefarmer, as I will continue to talk about the virus and the food shortages and whatever else is pressing, regardless of whether or not that means that I'm completely demonetized. That's not important to me, but I do appreciate your support. Kara points out that as a new farmer, she's purchased lots of equipment and tons of seed, and she's been waiting and waiting, and now finally, those same terms, that force majeure, sorry, we don't have the product that we promised you. I cannot get my hands, and my supplier even told me I had to switch potato varieties because there are no seed potatoes. We've been talking about this, and now we're seeing it, and here's a farmer on the ground confirming it. I'm agreeing with the video from a real-life perspective. This is real life, all of it. I hope that's clear. So there's one farmer among many others that I'm hearing from confirming that these shortages are affecting their ability to produce the food we all eat on a daily basis. Ladies and gentlemen, this is why China made such a big deal about making sure that even during the quarantines, farmers got out there and did the planting for this coming season. Because in their own words, quote, if we miss this planting season, we can't make up for it. You can print money, and boy, are they now. But you can't print food. You cannot make up the losses we have experienced and we are going to be experiencing as the U.S. now prepares for the lockdown. As I'd warned several weeks ago when the U.S. military initially started following the protocols for helping out with domestic quarantines and setting up quarantine facilities, now they're doing it. And that means that people will be locked down and there will be, as I warned yesterday, and as was covered interestingly, in the media today, which means it's real, it's going to happen soon. Labor shortages that mean farmers can't get in the fields and do the planting, and that even more immediately concerning, they can't even feed or harvest livestock. The hog farmers and the beef ranchers warning that they're very concerned about labor shortages where they need thousands of workers on a daily basis just to tend and feed their pigs. These are going to contribute even more to the global protein shortage that we've been tracking in the wake of African swine fever, decimating 60%, 70% by some figures of the pigs in China. The food shortages situation is mounting rapidly right now. I expect it to manifest much more graphically this year in your face. And it's being described, in their words now, not mine, as a serious market disruption with catastrophic implications. Other countries as well are starting to show signs of we're not able to get crops that we usually import, and so they're changing what's on the menu. In Indonesia, they can't get onion and garlic, and so they're just taking it off the menu, stopping selling onion rings. This echoes the language from Britain's Feed Our Nation declaration that said supermarkets should focus on just keeping the staples on the shelves and forget some of the stuff we don't need, forget the desserts right now, just keep rice on the shelves. But ladies and gentlemen, this is where we need to be paying attention, and this is the warning that we need to be getting out right now. People need to be stocking up on food and starting to grow their own food in their communities right now. This is our focus. And as we see in the name, again, of closing down large gatherings, farmers markets are being shut down. From Seattle here to Los Angeles to Rhode Island. This means that farmers aren't just losing their labor, they're losing their market. Small producers especially are not going to be, especially organic producers who try and go direct to consumer, are not even going to be able to get their product to market. So farmers, as always, in this war on farms, are the victims. They're being squeezed even harder now. Now let's try and reframe this in a different way. If farmers aren't able to get their labor, but they're also losing their market, and we're all needing food, and you don't, you know, I'm hearing from a lot of people that are realizing what's going on, but they're saying, I don't have room to grow food where I live. There is perhaps an opportunity for you here to go find a small, local, organic producer and align with them and say, hey, if you're having trouble getting labor on your farm and or having trouble getting your products to market, I'd be happy to come work for you for food. We can cut out the middleman. There's no income tax now anyway, but you get the point. We need to be building our own resilient communities, our own mechanisms, local distribution of food and production. And I just wanted to identify that as one potential outcome here, because it's sad to see farmers markets shut down. But again, in this massive problem reaction solution, where it's reasonable to expect a huge series of solutions ranging from a cashless society, as they say, cash is dirty and it's an archaic relic, a barbarous relic anyway, where they're talking about having a unique digital ID for people, which would go hand in hand with online voting, because obviously we can't go to the booths. That would be a terrible germ factor. So we'll have to vote online, which gives them carte blanche to steal elections for the rest of time. We're talking about rationing of food, like we're already seeing in stores, and the deployment of the fake food and the fake lab-grown meat that they've been funding to the tune of billions of dollars over the last few years, calling it ag tech, and describing it as standing up a new agricultural system and the end of animal agriculture. Ladies and gentlemen, they've been quite open about their agenda, but now is when they have poked the bear very hard, as it turns out. They're scaring the crap out of people, and people are reaching, clamoring for solutions, and they'll take these terrible ideas from these billionaires who are again posing as the saviors, because why wouldn't you, as they clamp down even more totalitarian measures on the population. Much like the Federal Reserve then went on to enslave the population, so too are all the things we're talking about playing in to the establishment of a global totalitarian state. That's where we are now, folks. And I'm going to end it on this short note today. Go out there and start growing food and start spreading the word about what is going on right now. We have this window into the past. The last time this kind of a crisis and billionaires posing with solutions happened, the dollar lost 98% of its value and we found ourselves here. Let us not fall for these same tricks again. Please understand what's going on and please help others understand as well. That's what I'm asking you for tonight. Stay sane out there and take care of yourselves. Remember also, in fact, I'll just mention, a big part of your immune system is not being stressed out right now. That's another reason they're pushing so hard on the fear right now as they deploy their bioweapon, because they want it to do maximum damage. So unplug from the headlines from time to time. Go outside, breathe the air, get your hands in the soil, and take care of yourself. De-stress. Get rid of that cortisol. It's not helping you stay healthy. Thanks for watching, folks. Stay well. And let's go build great things. Let's go!